Chapter 1. Dark Memories. Jake rubbed the remnants of sleep from his eyes as the morning light streamed through the window. The images from his dream still lingered. Tires screeching on wet pavement, the crunch of metal on metal. He tried to push the memories down, as he always did, but they still haunted him. Glancing outside, he watched the townsfolk starting their daily routines in the valley below. From up here, it all looked so peaceful. But Jake had lived here long enough to know that even the most picturesque places held their secrets. A knock at the door pulled him from his thoughts. With a sigh, he walked over and opened it, finding Sheriff Davis standing on the porch. "We've got a situation that needs your expertise," Davis said grimly. "Better grab your badge, Lieutenant Quinn. Looks like this idyllic little town just got a hell of a lot darker." Jake suppressed a groan, knowing that wherever there was trouble, it seemed he inevitably found himself in the middle of it. But he had pledged to protect these people, so he nodded and followed the sheriff down to his truck, steeling himself for whatever horrors awaited. Little did he know, this case would drag up more of the past than he could have imagined. As Jake and Sheriff Davis entered the station, Captain Roberts approached with a grim expression. "We've got a bad one," he said, without preamble. He gestured them into his office and launched into the brief. Bethany Johnson was found dead in the woods near her family's estate. Throat was slit. Roberts laid down crime scene photos that turned Jake's stomach. Coroner estimates time of death was between midnight and 2 a.m. "Any suspects?" Jake asked, eyeing the gruesome images. "Too soon to say, but the Johnsons have plenty of enemies, what with their money and land. This could be the start of something ugly." Roberts snapped the photos back up. "Sheriff and I are heading to the scene. You coming, Quinn?" Jake nodded, eager to investigate before the trail went cold. They grabbed gear and drove deep into the forest. Davis flipped on flashing lights to push past gawkers at the roadblock. As they stepped out of the truck at the crime scene tape, Jake steeled himself for what lay ahead. The woods had gone deathly still. It seemed something sinister had taken hold of this town. Jake ducked under the crime scene tape and approached the clustered officers. One lifted the tarp for him to examine the body. Even after all his years on the force, the mutilations left him shaken. Beyond the torn flesh and spilled blood, something about the meticulous cuts spoke of practiced ritual rather than random violence.